Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three over Karis LeVert and nails it.
Chicago Bulls insider from Chicago Sports Network.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
KC Johnson with Mully and Haw.
Bulls.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend KC Johnson. And KC, we are on the cusp of it. Another season. This will be an interesting one. Could be a little bit different. Everybody kind of figuring it's going to be about rebuilding. It's going to be about player development. But there's also some veteran status involved in this thing. There's a 10th overall pick. Or what is it? Top 10 protected
pick? Top 10 protected.
I think there's a lot of interest.
It's something you don't want to bring up in your preseason expectations, but it is a reality this season.
Yeah.
Especially with Zach LaVine coming back and how he fits. Everybody wonders that.
Yeah, you mentioned some veteran talent on this team. I think you have a two-time All-Star in this roster in Zach LaVine. And by the way, whoever did the open, nice work getting the Chicago Sports Network in there because I have a new employer.
Nice job.
And it's great to be here. I did not know I was going to be in a live performance studio, so very cool to see a live audience. And
well,
I also think
TV guys are ready for that.
I also think it's fitting that we're in a performance studio because I'm the opening act for the Bulls Brass.
There you go. That's right.
I should be
that's
like booed
right.
off
there's,
the stage.
There's a guitar hanging on the wall. I mean, we can put that to use if you want.
But Zach, to me, is obviously the focal point going into training camp. There's plenty of storylines, but to me, there is none bigger than Zach LaVine. I put out on Twitter, because right now I don't really have an outlet to write, we'll be launching October 1st, but I don't have an outlet yet, that he was one of the first back for these optional workouts post-Labor Day with the team, which is obviously a good sign. I've always said you don't have to worry about Zach LaVine's professionalism. He's going to be professional. He certainly cares for people like Kobe White. He wants to see them succeed. I think where it could get messy, in fact, I think where it will get messy is on the court. I'm less worried about Zach LaVine off
the
court.
How so? Because, look, DeMar DeRozan isn't here, as you know. There's still shots that he would take that now have to be taken.
It's just, to me, it's this. And you're right, because, first of all, Zach fits the way Billy wants to play, which is more up-tempo. Josh Giddey with the ball in his hands, Zach fits that. I just don't see to me, it's conflicting goals. All these young players you need to develop with Zach LaVine sitting there, a two-time All-Star, trying to restore his standing in the game. To me, those are just two conflicting goals. I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times before. That's where my focal point's going to be going into this season.
Is it possible we're talking about like two different seasons, like a season where you begin and you're trying to rehab the reputation of a player who is on the trading block, where maybe Vooch is another guy you could trade, where you've got them kind of leading the team until you get to the trade deadline and then you have a different team playing? Is that too simplified?
No, it's not. And it certainly could be a way that the season unfolds, is that could be the storyline. Because look, make no mistake about it. You're going to hear Billy and AK talk nice about Zach, and there's no ill will. I mean, they like Zach personally, but I'm just saying.
Thanks for the preview.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you think they're not still trying to trade him at some point.
Oh, no, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that contract is a problem. And I'm sure he needs to prove a little something in order for someone to want to take all of that on, right?
Right.
And I mean, coming back from an injury, he's got a very rich contract, and you know, you want value for him. I asked David, is there any chance that he doesn't start? Is there any chance they could bring him off the bench? I don't think that's the way they'll do it. I don't think it's a good idea. But I'm just wondering what their priority is.
So two things to that. Number one, I'd be stunned.
Yeah.
And number two, Billy Donovan will be in the seat in about 10 minutes.
Right.
No, but to your point, like Billy's a player's coach, and he always seeds the veterans. He loves veterans, okay? So I just don't see that. I mean, this is a two-time All-Star who until last season was one of the most efficient offensive players in the NBA over a three-season run. He was on the ascent, winning that gold medal with Team USA, taking a defensive-minded role for Greg Popovich, drawing praise from Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich for his role on that Olympic team. He was on the ascent. He was on the Jamal Murray track.
I will always
and then last season, it just went all off the rails.
Yeah, because doesn't it surprise you, you've said this before, how people talk about Zach LaVine in this town, given what he has accomplished and the type of player he is. All right, let's go to how the Bulls are going to stop anybody, or if they can. Alex Caruso, gone. Andre Drummond, gone. Who's going to protect the rim, and how do the Bulls how do the Bulls survive defensively?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because for two seasons in a row, they've largely focused on defending the paint and conceding the three-point line. They've ranked 29th and 30th in three-point shots allowed the last two seasons. And two seasons ago, even with a 29th-ranked defense allowing the three-point shot, they were fifth overall in defense. So it can be done. Obviously, Caruso being gone is a big part of it. I think you're going to see a focal point where you're going to be more trying to guard the line, so you're going to be more perimeter-based. Patrick Williams obviously is going to be a big part of that and needs to be healthy and show he can, you know, step up defensively. But certainly they're going to be defensively challenged in a lot of games, especially if you're starting that lineup that we all think they're going to start of Giddey, White, LaVine, Williams, and Vucevic.
How does
Bezelis,
yeah,
does he start in the G League?
Fit in?
See, now you got mad.
I don't think
he
starts in the G League. I also don't – I'm not 100% sure he's going to be in the rotation start. I could be
wrong.
How many
are
in the
rotation?
I think that's going to be a storyline.
How many?
Well, I think this season, because you have so many young players you need to develop, Billy usually likes to go nine. I'm excited to hear what Billy's going to say to you guys.
Yeah.
But he usually likes to go nine. I think with all the young players you have to develop – with winning maybe not as much of a priority as the last few seasons with that draft pick protection, I think he goes 10 for sure. I mean,
wow.
you got a lot of people you need to develop. Julian Phillips, Dalen Terry, Matis Buzelis, Patrick Williams still needs to develop.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of people that are on the development stage.
How does Jalen Smith fit into the fit?
Oh, he's definitely.
He's
offensively. What do you think?
He's a rotation lock. To me, the rotation locks beyond the presumed starting lineup throughout are Ayo Dosunmu, Jalen Smith, and one other one.
Torrey Craig? Buzelis?
It's one of those power fours. Craig, Buzelis, or... yeah, so there are not a lot of locks.
Julian Phillips?
I think, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You got a lot of young guys you got to develop.
So when camp starts, what's Lonzo Ball's role on this team, and what will he be? How active will he be?
Oh, that's another lock if he's healthy, I think, is Lonzo Ball in the rotation.
Is he in a minutes limit?
No, in the rotation? I'm not talking about starting, yeah.
No, but is he in a minutes limit? I mean, can he?
Yeah, absolutely, he's going to be on a minutes
limit. Like how strict?
I think it's going to be very strict. And I think you're going to see him taking days off in training camp. I mean, look, he's trying to do something almost unprecedented. He hasn't played an NBA game in over 2.5 years. He's gone through 3 knee surgeries, including a cartilage transplant. I mean, the fact that we're even at this point talking about him being a participant in training camp is a testament
to him. That's
a
surprise.
It's a testament to him, his love for the game. Mm-hmm. Everybody's rooting for this guy, and everyone saw at his best what he can do for this Bulls team. And it's just a shame that it's gone the other way. But for him to even salvage another part of his career would be a great storyline.
All right, we'll let you go, KC. We're going to bring in AK and Billy. I'm just curious if I asked you, who's going to be the guy that steps up, the surprise player, the guy that we don't see coming? Is there such a person?
I would probably focus on either Kobe or Giddey. And Giddey wouldn't really be a surprise in the sense that he started 80 games for the number one seed in the West last year.
Right.
But I think Bulls fans are going to be surprised at how talented this guy is. And then I still think Kobe has another level to get to.
Really?
This dude,
oh, that's good.
I everything about this guy is about looking inward, taking ownership, wanting to improve. You keep doubting that guy, he keeps going to another level. I think Kobe's going to take a jump this
year.
I think he can be an all-star player in this
league
at some
point. What would be the expression on your face if somebody said the Bulls would win 34 games this year?
Is AK here yet?
No, that's doubt then. That's doubt and skepticism, I think. So he has too many?
I've got him around 30, and I'm probably on the high end. What's the over-under you guys put it on?
28.5, according to – 27.5 was the over-under. It's gone up a game.
I'm terrible at predictions, but I'm going 30 and 52.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the over.
I went 32.
I went 34.
I was way too shot out of a cannon. 34 is insane.
All right.
32 is genius.
All right.
No, that's not true.